Today's daf Samach Tes. We are on the topic Samach Tes by the Gemara. So the Mishnah had mentioned, the Mishnah now brings, actually, the Mishnah, the Gemara is bringing Machlokas Amarayim to explain when the Mishnah said, Avanim Shehem Litzarfa, that when you sell a field, you sell the Avanim, you sell the stones in the field that are Litzarich, that are needed for the field. What does that mean? So my Avanim Shehem Litzarfa, what does it mean, Avanim Shehem Litzarfa? Hachar Targimo, here in Bava they explained what that means as Abnei de Akpa. So these are big stones, I guess they're almost like paperweights. These are big stones that were used to weigh down, to hold down the bundles of wheat and the bundles of the produce so that they wouldn't fly away. So since these stones are meyucha, they're specifically singled out to be used for the field, so they are considered as if they're mechubar to the field, and therefore they're sold. That's what they said above. But Ula Amar, Ula says, what are these? These are avanim hasiduros legader. These are avanim that are set up, I guess, in an orderly fashion around the edge of the field to be used as the border. Right, they're avanim. These are stones that are arranged one on top of another in a pile in the field in order to be used as the border. So the Gemara says, wait a second. V'hatani Rabbi Chiya, right, Rabbi Chiya says, avanim tsevuros. Right, they're supposed to be avanim that are tsevuros, which means they're just heaped in the field. They're not in an orderly fashion. Yeah, the same time as Gemara. In other words, you said that the stone. We're trying to figure out what things are considered. No, because the according to Chia, they're not in an orderly fashion. They're not yet on the border. They're just set aside, I guess, in the field. So he says, he says that. So he says, no, Tanis Siduros. No, Chia says really Siduros. So they're in order. It's not there. There's an order to it, and therefore they're arranged. And once they're arranged, they're considered a bottle to the field. And they're bottle to the field. They're sold along with the chatzer when you sell the chatzer. Okay. Now, on the Ayin Chesem Beis, if we remember, there was a machlokas between Rav Meir and Rabbanan, what's considered part of a mechiras hakerem, when you sell a vineyard. Right? The Rabbanan said that the tashmishi kerem, that are not kavua kolkach, they're not so used as often, as you know, they're not like at the final stage of usage in the kerem, those are not included. Where Rav Meir said that even things that are just, you know, sort of getting ready to be used in the kerem, there was a more tenuous relationship between the item and the kerem, still included in the sale, according to Rav Meir. So now we're going to go ahead and going to try to explain the din of our Mishnah based according to Rav Meir or according to the Chachamim. So, Hachot Targimo, right? In Bava we said that Avanim, right? That Avanim the Akva, that we talked about the Avanim, they were the Avanim that were used to hold down, like as a weight, to hold down the bundles. So Lirabi Meir, the mitakin ap al gab de lo machtan. As long as you sort of got these stones ready to be used, but they're not really in the field yet, that's enough of a relationship between the stone and the field to be included in the sale of the field. But Lirabanan hu de machtan. Rabbanan say you need a more serious relationship between the item and the field. So we must be talking about a case that de machtan, that they're already munach, they're already resting in the field for this purpose. Only in this way, only if the stones are already in the field, are they considered part of the field and then sold along with the chatzer. But the Ula, according to Ula, the Amar Avanim Hasiduros Lagader, that they're talking about stones that are ready to be used as the border for the field. So Li Rabbi Meir, talk about the Mitaknon. He just got them ready, he kind of set them aside. These are the ones I'm going to be using for the field. Apagad lo sidron, even though he didn't place them one on top of the other, he gathered them together, but he didn't place them one on top of another. The Rabbanan who de sidron. According to Rabbanan, they only become these type of vanim, and they are bustled to the field and sold along the field, is if they are mesudar, they're sidron, one on top of the other, for the purpose of building the fence. And once they're mesudar, and then you did this big maisa to them, you made them nice and even, then they're considered katashmish kavu in the karka. If you're katashmish kavu in the karka, you're sold along with the chatzer. Fine. Next case the Mishnah said was ve'es hakanim shebekeren shehein litzarcho, the reeds of the vines that are litzorach the vines. So what is that? Kanim ma'abitayu. What's the purpose of these kanim? Amr debei Rabbi Yanai, kanim hamichulakim. They're these very smooth, right? These smooth reeds shema'amidin tachas gefanim. That you somehow use them as a support, I think, for the gefanim. At first I thought they were a net, but I think he says that they are. So the gefanim don't reach the floor. Keep the gefanim up above, so that nothing hits the floor. Right. Now again, Rabbi Meir and Chachamim, what type of gefanim we're talking about? So, according to Rabbi Meir, the mishapion. All you had to do was smooth them out to get them ready. Apogad lo mukman, even though they're not, you know, implanted in the field yet and standing and ready to go. But the rabbanon, according to rabbanon, these kanim are considered a tashmish kavu in the karka. Is hu de mukuman, that you already planted them and they're standing in the karka. In other words, we're looking for perks.
Question on this whole thing: on all these cases, does the buyer have an option of whether he wants to kona that stuff or not?
Yeah, which one?
Right,
these are cases where you sell stam without explicating what's
exactly
in there. So these are included.
So the person, if he says himself, I don't want all this stuff.
Yes.
I plan to turn this into a hotel. I don't want your stones. I don't want your...
As Gemara's going to say, make sure your contract is clear. Because you may have to pay for it. Just make sure your contract is clear what you want. That's the command of Gemara's going to say that. Okay, the next case was Ves hatvua hamechuberes lekarka. Even though we'd agreed we were going to finish early today. We're going to finish early today, even though we didn't agree to starting early for the davening.
No.
Okay. Pesa tfuah hamechuberes lekarka. Also included in the mechira is the tfuah which is still attached to the ground. So okay, well, that's clear. So Gemara says, what's the chiddush? The apagad the mitoy lemechatzad. Even though the zman has come for it to be harvested, for it to reap it, all right. And we say the concept kol haomed lekatzar kekatzar dami. Nevertheless, so long as it's Lagabi the mechira, it's still bottled to the karka. It's still a tashmish kavu in the karka, and therefore it's sold along with the field because it's attached. And the next case was the eschitzas hakanim, right? You had the chitzas hakanim. What's the chitzas hakanim? You had these thicket of reeds that could cover an area of less than a quarter kav, a small amount of reeds. So those are considered sold with the karka. Be apagav the ilimi. Even though these reeds, it's almost like a patch of grass in the middle of the field. It's like an oasis in the middle of the field. Even though these reeds are very thick, right? They're very thick. You don't say that they consider their own shetach, their own area in the field. They are still, since they're small enough, because they're less than a base rova, then they're batalagami karka, and they're sold along with the karka. Next case, the es hashomera, the guardhouse. Right, these booths that were used by the guardsmen to watch the field, right? As a shemesh, ena asuya betit, that they were not plastered with any clay. So I think that's what it means. So apagav de lo kviya ba'ara, those things are sold along with the karka, even if it's not mechuber lekarka, because I guess once it has mechuberes betit, it's considered, even if it's mechuberes betit, but it's not attached to the karka, it's considered. Not considered its own reshus, and therefore it's bottled to the karka, and it's sold along with the chatzir, right? If you sell the bayis, these houses aren't sold along with it. But if you sell the chatzir, these are sold along with the chatzir. Okay. Next case. The es hecharuv she'ena morkav, the es besulash hashikma. It also includes the carob tree that's not been grafted yet. I guess they haven't. Doesn't whatever that means now. Before it's grafted, it's not considered a davar chashuv. And also the sycamore tree, which hasn't been cut yet. I think. And that's what it means. I don't know how he translates here. He says as the virgin sycamore tree. I think it just means it hasn't been chopped. It hasn't been used yet. It hasn't been cut. They're young trees. They're young trees. So those are still considered butthole to the karka. Apagav the ilime. Even though they are very wide and very thick, they're not considered chashev at this stage, and therefore they're sold along with the karka. Fine. So before, we had mentioned that, right, we mentioned the dvarim that are included in the mechira, and we mentioned the avanim. We explained the avanim based on the machlokes in Rav Meir and Chachamim. Now we're going to talk avanim that are not included in the sale, and say what's not included also depends on the machlokes of Meir and Chachamim. It's just the opposite of what we said before. Avalo macher es avanim she'en letzarcha. You do not sell just stam stones in the field that are not used for the purposes of the field. So live, Rabbi Meir, delo metakanon. They have to be really not used for the field, which means you didn't even set them aside, and you didn't do anything with them to make them appear that they're going to be used for the field. But according to the Rabbanon, you could do one more step, and they're still not included. It's delo machton. We didn't actually put them in the field for this purpose. But if you got them ready somewhere else, they would still not. They would. If you got them ready somewhere, right, even the lomastan, even if you did that step, according to Rameh, would make them part of the field. According to the Chachamim, it's not part of the field yet. According to Ula, the Amar Abanim Hasiduros Lagader, we're talking about stones that are going to be put on the border. So what is not included in the tzarka? Li Rabbi Meir, Dulo Mitaklan. Even if you didn't, get them ready to be used. But the Rabbanon, you can say that even the low sidron, you may have gotten them ready, but if you didn't place them down, it's the exact opposite of what we said, same thing we said before, just using it, making it the logical extension the other way. The low sidron, you are dying, you have not yet placed them zo al gabzu, then it's not considered Rabbanim, it's, even in that case, it's not considered Litzorach HaField. If it's not Litzorach HaField, it's not Batal Karka, it's not Batal Karka, it's not sold along with the Chatzer. Okay. Same thing now with the next case. Below Esar Kanyim, Shebekerem, She'ena Litzorach, these reeds that are not Litzorach HaKerem. So, Liv Rabbi Meir, Dlo Mishapion. If you did not smooth them out, meaning if they were placed in the row, if they were placed standing up, that's enough. But here we're talking about that you didn't even smooth them out. But according to the Rabbanon, the lo mukman, right? Even if you smooth them out, but you didn't implant them in the field, that's still not considered a usage for the field, and therefore it's not batel the karka, it's not batel the karka, it's not sold along with the chatzer. Very, very, very tough one. It just seems so odd. Just like what's included, what's not. All you had to say, that the whole Gemara, holding Mishnah, says whatever the minhag is to be included is included. Whatever the minhag is not to be included is not to be included. And then we can start the fifth parak. Whatever, but just go on to something. I say it all the time. The Rambam says this doesn't even apply today. Kachin doesn't apply today because it's just not shayach. But if the base of the minhag would be here, it would apply. This doesn't even apply. This is not the marketplace works anymore. Okay, the next case was v'lo es hatlushim in a karka, and the sale of the chatzah doesn't include the produce that's already been chopped off the karka. So what's the chiddush in that? It's not attached to the karka. Where it says v'apal gab the tzricha la'ara, even though it still needs the karka. Meaning, there are some times when you cut the wheat and you still need to leave it in the field, you need it to dry it for whatever purpose, you can't gather it yet. It's supposed to stay there. But once it's cut off from the karka, it's not considered batel to the chatzer anymore, and therefore it's not included, wouldn't be included in the sale. Below es chitzas hakonim shi beis rova. And if you have a patch of reeds that's larger than the base rova, that's not included, because that's going to be considered a shetach with le'atzmo. It's considered its own area. The apagat de kitini, even though the reeds in this case are very, very, very thin, you would think maybe they don't have their own chashivus, but if they're in the size of a base rova, then they are chashuvim in their own right, and they're not sold along with the karka. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo chitas hakanim bilvad, not only a chitas hakanim that has a base rova does the Mishnah exclude from the sale, ela afilu aruga katana shel besamin, even one a small row of spices that has the size of a base rova is excluded, v'yesh lahem bifnei atzma, einanim karasema, and it's, since it's got its own chashivas, it's not sold along with the field. Amar Papa is limitation. Vu de Carlo Varda de Planya. If this Arugas Besamim is considered somebody else, it's known as being belonging to somebody. This is the row of Joes. That has its own. I don't know if that even goes on the Chitas Hakanim. Okay. Does that even go on the Chitas Hakanim? Oh, so he brings, the Rashbam says that by the Chitas Hakanim, if it has a base rova, it's going to be known as belonging to somebody. But it only brings that as the example, because that's the clear example in the times of the Gemara. Other places, they just explicate the other cases, but really, as long as it has a base rova, it's going to be known as belonging to somebody. What if it belongs to him? But never, since it's that size,
so it's not sold with the whole package.
It's not sold with the whole package, because it's considered separate, it has its own separate identity. Okay. If this booth is plastered, right, is plastered with clay, it's not included in the sale. The apagav de mechaber va'ara. Even if it is mechuber to the karka, so you would have had a halamim to say that now it's bottled to the karka because it's attached to the ground. No, if it's mechuber betit, it's considered a reshus b'fnei atzmo, considered its own reshus. It's chashuva in and of itself. And then it's considered like a bias. And the halacha is, by a bias, that we say, this is according to the Rashbam, the halacha is by a bias, it's not nimkar with the sawdust. This becomes, once it's plastered with clay, it gets a din of a bias, and therefore it's not bought along with the karka, it's not sold along with the chatzar. Below es charav hamurka below sodan hashikma, apa gav dekatini. Even if the charav hamurka or the sodan hashikma are thin and small, nevertheless, these trees had their own chashivas by themselves, and they're not going to be sold along with the field. Okay. Since we mentioned a shomer asuya betit, and it is a chilek whether it's a suya betit or it's not a suya betit, so now the Gemara is going to bring a bunch of questions from Rabbi Elazar, and we're going to see it makes a difference whether or not there's mechuber betit or not mechuber betit. So, boy, Rabbi Elazar. Okay, we're talking about a guy who's mocher a bias, and stop, he doesn't explicate what he sold along with it. Malbinos shel psachim mahu. I think the malbinos psachim are like the borders of the wall, right? The door what? What is that, on the floor? Yeah, it's like those extra pieces of wood on the side, like the mashkof maybe like the. But, no, we will get the mold is by the windows. That sticks out so that doesn't. Right, so the door doesn't fly through. Okay. The moldings will be by the question by the windows. So malbino shel psachim mahu. So hechi the mechaber betina if they're attached to the wall with tit lo tibaylach. Then there's no suffix. It's the hamichibar. It's mechubar and therefore it's part of the house and it's sold. Kiti bailach, then the kite besike. The question is when they're sort of like nailed in, or then they're not really mechubar. Mai, what's the din? Do we say since we don't need these so much for the pest, the door still works without them, and they're not attached, so it's not considered. It's not part of the house. Or do we say so kol sof the mechubar to the bais, and therefore they're included? Teku. You don't like that. You say that's part of the house. You ask a contractor to build a door. He builds it with these. But he uses it, and they're usually not like. They're not attached with tit. You usually nail them in or something, right? You know, how they built depends on how much they pay. No? How are they built? You nail them in. So then there would be a take as to whether or not they're sold along with the house.
You can ask this question about any part of the house.
Yeah.
If you take something, you put it in, it's not really...
The question with all these things is whether it's considered a fixture. If it's a fixture in the house, it's part of the house. If it's not a fixture, you know, the chandelier is, you know, when you sell the house, you're supposed to, you know, to keep the chandelier, but you have to have the light, you have to replace the light because that's a fixture in the house. You can't leave it hanging with the wires. But, you know, a window air conditioner you can take out, but a sleeve air conditioner you have to leave in because otherwise you leave a hole in the house unless you close up the hole. So all these things are the same thing. But you're right, these are the people who don't have central air conditioners, still use units. They have two different types of air conditioners. Some go in a window, some go in a sleeve. Boy, Rabbi Zera asked the next question. Malbino shel chalonos. Here are the sills. Of here, these are the what word do you use? I think these. Sorry.
Window
moldings. Oh, moldings. Moldings are always nailed in. I thought it meant the sills, but he says the moldings. Malbino shel chalonos mahu. I guess because they're used for beautification. I guess the moldings. So maybe he's right. Mahu mi arminon. Right, maybe they're just used for beautifications. Oh, Dilmore, do we say kevin de mechaber? Since so kol sof they're mechuber with these pegs, it's enough to be considered mechaber. Teiku again, we don't know the answer. Boy, Rabbi Yirmi asked the following question: Malbinos shel kare hamita. These are the pieces of wood that they put underneath the legs of the feet of the bed, so it wouldn't destroy the karka. So you have these now also. You put them underneath, so it doesn't depress the carpet, but that. Right, yeah, but the coasters we have are not attached, so that the ends, so that would be clear. Here they sort of attached it to the
Here they're also not attached.
They're not attached. So mahu, what did I read the Gemara? Right, so kol heicha dimatatli v'hada. Right, any place where they are mechuber to the karka, and therefore if you pick up the karka, they would go along with the karka. Lo tivaylach. Then there's no suffix because they're definitely mahu because they're attached. But our cases are the case here. But the high dimatatli. But if they're not attached, and if you move the bed, these things come off from it. Kiti boilach, sorry, the hamitatli. Kiti boilach, hechad lomatatli, where the malbenos are not mechuber to the bed. My, what's the din? Do we say that since they're not mechuber, they're not part of the meat of the bed, and therefore they're not sold? Sorry, since they're. Right, since they're not mechuber, the case is only if they're not mechuber. If they're mechuber, they're part of the bed. If they're not mechuber, do we say, oh. No, you're selling the bed. You're selling the bed. Here you're selling the bed. Yeah, you're selling the bed. Does it include these pegs underneath? Teku? That's a teku. Okay. Next case in the Mishnah. Below, es charuv hamorka below sodan hashimka. Again, not the the carob tree that was grafted or the virgin sycamore tree. Those are not No, these are the other way. This is the ones that are not sold. It's Charav HaMorkav, was already Morkav, and it's not a virgin sycamore tree. It's an older tree. Right? So Minohan Imili. So where do we learn, it's an interesting limit here, where do we learn the din in our Mishnah that the Mishnah says, if you say, even if you say he, b'kol mash v'socho mechurin, it doesn't include these older trees. They say we learn it from Ephron and Avram Avinu. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rab, the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, by when Avram bought the Maras HaMachpelah from Ephron, what does the Pasuk say? It says, by Yokom stay Ephron Asheva Machpelah, the field of Ephron that was by Machpelah was sold, Asher Lifnei Mamre HaSodeh, and then the Pasuk continues, the Gemara doesn't quote the Pasuk, that the rest of the Pasuk that's needed, the Hame'ara, the cave, Asher Bo, which is in there, the Chol HaEitz, Asher B'Sodeh, and every tree that's in the field, Asher B'Chol Gvulo Saviv, and all the borders around the field, that's included. So, even though, right, it never explains, the Pasuk, never, Rashi Rishbam explains this, it never says in the Pasuk what was included. It just says that Avram bought, Basati Kesef HaSodeh Kach Mimeni, and Ephraim says back to him, Eretz Abar Me'el Shekel Kesef. It never says in the Pasuk what's actually included in the field. Nevertheless, it tells you what went over to Avram. They never said what was included, but when the Pasuk describes what was the final sale, it says, Kol Eitz Asher B'Sodeh. And then it says, Asher B'chol Gvulo. All these things are extra. Right? Why do you need Asher B'chol Gvulo? If you say, Kol Eitz Asher B'Sodeh, you already know that every tree that's in the field is sold. So why do we need Asher B'chol Gvulo?
I always thought it was because Ephraim was such a thief, he had to spell out every single thing.
Yeah, but Avram never spells it out. The Pasuk spells it out. That's afterwards. That's why I heard that also. But Avram says to him, Kesef HaSodeh Kach Mimeni.
It's like when he said, Rachel Bitcha.
But here he says, Kesef, Avram only says, Kesef, Natati Kesef HaSodeh Kach Mimeni, for the field. Then the Torah comes and tells us what it included. But it said all the trees, and Asher B'chol Gvulo. Why do you need Asher B'chol Gvulo if it tells me all the trees? All the trees means all the trees that are in the field, right? So we see, Asher B'chol Gvulo is extra. So they're Doresh, the extra words that teach us that there are other trees that are B'chlal the Sodeh, but are not necessarily sold in the field. Therefore, we have to say Asher B'chol Gvulo to include even these trees, which Mishit Sarvach L'Gvul Saviv. We're talking about trees.
We can't
vision.
I think. Looks like today. We have no idea what
right.
Those days.
So the drush of Asher B'chol Gvulo is not. The only things that are sold with the field is Mishit Sarach Lagvul Saviv, are trees that need a border around it. You need some sort of marking on it to indicate who the trees belongs to. Yatsu Elush ain't Sarach Lagvul, but it's Yatsa, the big trees, which everybody knows who the big trees belong to. So those are typically not included, right? Asher B'chol Gvulo. But in this case, they were sold. I think it's almost like a self-fulfilling limud. But,
the trees are on the property of the long term guy owns your land.
Right, but they consider it a stam sale. When you sell it, when you sell it to somebody, what's included in that sale? So only trees that sarach l'vul saviv. But trees that don't, because maybe somebody else planted it. I hear your question. Maybe somebody else planted it. But sycamore trees and carob trees are so big, everybody knows who planted those trees. Everybody knows who those belong to. So theirs are considered their own independence. And the only time they're sold, if you clearly explicate them. But if they don't say the sycamore tree and the carob tree, that's what it says, then they're not included in the sale. I don't know. So the Gemara now says, why does it say, it says, it should have just said Asher B'chol Gvulo. What did the word Saviv come to include? Amar Rav Misharshia, Mikan Lemet Sar Min HaTorah. And here we learn that the border area is also included in the sale, Midoraisa. The way you used to have it, the fields were separated by these rows, these border rows, and these border rows were on the outside of each field. So if you sell a field, it's included, because it says Misaviv, including the outside stuff. But you learn a lot from the sale of Ephron Achiti, even though we say that you don't learn from Avram Avinu, we learn from Matan Torah and onward. But all these business things, you know, Kicha Mishtei Ephron, they all learn from Ephron. We don't learn from the Avos, we only learn.
How can you call Avram
Avos?
Right?
Yeah. Machlokes, whether they were Jewish or not, and all these things, I don't know. Okay. I guess if you can't learn it from somewhere else, you gotta learn it from here. Okay. So Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Hayman de mezabin ara lechavri. A guy who sells a field to his friend, sorif lemichtiv le, he should write in the shtar, kenei lach, what's included in the sale is the kol niklin, which I guess are the palm trees, v'ta'olim, these little bushes that haven't grown up yet, v'hutzim v'tzitzin, even if he doesn't write them, kani, nevertheless, afil hachi, you should write them in, the shufra the shtaruhu. You need evidence of what's included in the sale. You don't want to go one day, go to a judge who doesn't know what he's talking about. He says, oh, these weren't in the contract, and they're not included in the sale. You want to make it nice and easy in the case for litigation. You got to make a clear contract. So, you know, a contract attorney has to make sure the contract is clear, so he doesn't need his litigator sometime later on down the road. Okay, now, these are a couple things in the field and what's included in the sale. So Amrle, the mocher says to the lokeach, I'm selling to you aravidikli. I'm selling to you my land and my dekel. Dekel is the palm tree, right? Those are the chashuv trees, most important trees. That's considered the tree. I'm selling you aravidikli. I'm selling you karka and dekolim. So since he said it, mashma, the Rashbam explains mashma that they're two separate sales. Not my karka with dekolim. I'm selling you karka, and separate from that, I'm selling you to you dekolim. So chazina. If he has dikolim outside of this field, then he has to give yovel trei dikli. He has to give him the minimum amount of dikolim, the minimum plural, which is two. So he has to give him two dikolim. If he doesn't have dikolim, zovel trei dikli, he has to buy for the purchaser two dikli. He has to buy from somewhere and sell it back to the purchaser. And if he has dikolim that are meshuba to a bal chov, he has to parik trei dikli. He has to be redeem those two, pay back the value of those two dekalim, and then give them to the purchaser, because they view the statement as two separate purchases, karka and dekalim. Next, if he tells him, he tells the mocher says to the lokeach, that's the metzias. Imishabdi, if he has the kalim that are meshuvim to a balchov, then the lokeach, right? Then the guy has to be poda, though parik lay trade dikli. He has to be poda those two dekalim from the balchov and give them to the. He said, I'm going to sell you to the column. Wherever you can get to the column, you got to get them and give it to them. Right? So, you know, the preacher's contract is due. You got to get it and you got to sell it. If the guy says, Hare Mocher Lecha, he says to him, Arabidically, right? I'm going to sell you a field that has the column in it. That's what I'm selling to you. So, Chazinan, we see, E is Badikli, if the field has the column in it, then Zvini is Vini. Then it's a regular sale. But Elav, if his field, he says, I'm selling you my field with the column in it. And then you go check, and there's no column in the field. The Gemara says, Mechachtohu, it's a Mechachtos, and he has to return the money, and there's no sale. As he said, a field with the column. Next, third case, Arabedikle. If I'm selling you a field that's Ra'ui for the column, that you could theoretically have the column in there, so even though there are no dekalim in the field, the buyer does not get the right to have dekalim, because he didn't say, I'm selling you dekalim. He said, I'm selling you a field that could grow dekalim in there. The chazila dekalimle, because that's royal to grow dekalim, I sold you, not to actually have dekalim. Next. Amarle, the mocha says to the okayach, levar midikla planya. I'm selling you the field except for, you know, the eights of that. You know, except for this dekel tree. This one, I'm keeping for myself. So what does he mean when he says this one? So chazinan, we check. Edik latabahu, if this is a decent dekel that grows good produce. So he meant only this one, because it's good, but everything else is sold. Right? Shayir Shari. He only left this one over for himself. But edik labishahu, if this is a really bad dekel, that's not even a kav of tamarim, it doesn't motzi a significant amount, so then kol shekein hanach. Then basically what it's all or not included. Basically what he's saying, I'm selling you everything, and not even this dekel is being sold. Even this bad dekel is not sold, and therefore all the other dekelim are not sold as well. But if it's a decent dekel, then he just left that dekel for himself, because he wants to keep the produce. A fifth case, Amrle. Okay, the different types of trees, right? We have the dekel, we have the ilanos, right? The ilanos is one type of tree, and then there's the gefen. The dekel is the palm tree. The ilanos are other trees, I guess, that grow fruit. And the other ones, the gefanim, are the vines. So what is he says one thing, but he has other things in the field. So he says, Amar lei, I'm selling you the field, libar me ilani, except for my ilanos, except for my trees. E is le ilani. We check. If there were trees in, right, H-pri, if we have like zasim or te'anim or apple trees in the field, so then he sold libar me ilani, except for these ilanos. But the dekalim and the gefanim are sold. But e isle dikle, But if the field only has the kalim, it doesn't have ilanas, it only has dikli, right, only has palm trees, then levar me dikli. He said ilani, but he really meant the kalim. And everything sold except for the dekels. The e isle gufne, if he only has in the field gufanim, right, then it's levar me gufne. Then it's except, you just go down the road, down the order. Now, let's say he says except for the ilani, but he has ilani and gufne, so then everything, the gufanim are sold, levar me ilani, except for the trees. If he has ilani vidikle, again, the kalim are sold, but the ilani are not, levar me ilani. But let's say he has gufne vidikle, he doesn't even have ilani, he just has gufne vidikle, so then, levar me gufne. He meant to sell the dekel sold, but the gefen, when we say chutz me ilani, so that means the dekel, but we leaves out the gufanim and those, sorry, I just said the other way around. Gufne v'dikle, the barmi gufne. The dekel is sold, but not the gefen. Because I guess gefanim are called ilanos more than the kolim. That's the Gemara. All right, I'm going to stop here because I have to run. So have a good day.